Thank you very much, Heather. I think it's important for all of us to note that the domestic oil production is at an eight-year high in the United States of America. Domestic gas production is at the highest level that we have seen in recent memory. And as Heather just said, we are importing the lowest amount of oil that we have in 16 years to the United States of America. For me, for my time as a U.S. Senator and watching this debate now over the last 30 years, remembering back in 2008 when we were importing 57% of our oil from foreign countries to today when in 2011 we're importing only 45% is a dramatic achievement and one that we are very proud of. On the level of activity that we have underway in the United States, we had a 55% increase in the number of rigs that were operating in onshore for both oil and gas, as well as a significant number operating in the outer continental shelf, including in the Gulf of Mexico, where the Gulf of Mexico is back to work again, and oil and gas production is taking place there. On federal lands and water, we have moved forward in the last 3 years with a 13% increase in oil and gas production just from the federal lands themselves. Gas production in 2011 was one of the best years that we've had in the last decade. And the acreage that is being allowed to be developed by industry now includes about 72 million acres both on the land and in the sea where they currently are not developing. That is 72 million acres that have been leased to oil and gas companies where they currently are not developing. We have moved forward.